Well, good morning, everyone. What a great day. You all have made it great. I actually forgot it was my birthday until I went to James Street and they said happy birthday to me. I was like, oh, that's right. So good morning. So the last 2 days, Friday evening and Saturday day, I spent time with our confirmation class at the Bishop's Confirmation Retreat at Casawasco. The retreat's title was, Who Do You Say I Am? And this was based on the scripture where Jesus asks the disciples, who do people say that I am? And then Jesus asks his disciples, and so who do you say I am? So the students were asked to think about who do they say Jesus is? And after they've thought of that answer, who are they? So our first night on Friday night, we were asked about thinking about God's plan and not our plan. So how is that different? And what might be keeping us from us doing God's plan? And so we thought about that, and then we had, ironically enough, they gave us a finger labyrinth, which you all are going to use later. But then after that, we went downstairs, and there was this huge labyrinth that we got to walk, all 10, 11 of us. And so on the way in, we into the labyrinth, we thought about, prayed about, meditated on what might be stopping us from living out God's plan. What might be our stumbling blocks? And then we got to the center, and we prayed together as a group, and then we walked out of the labyrinth, and we were asked to pray about, meditate on, think about that God is we are forgiven, and that we are loved by God. And it was very moving. It was very, a lot of the students really were affected by this and really thought it was meaningful, and as did I. But the whole time, the whole retreat, all I could think about is how this is a similar topic to today. Gifts of temptation. So not temptation like the temptation to do something evil, but the temptation to not do what we're meant to do. So, I was thinking about a friend of mine several years ago who, in her 20s and early 30s, was a very successful corporate accountant. And she was well-respected in her company. She made a very good living. And she was very successful she was like at the top of her game of whatever accountants do. She was very fulfilled. But she worked 60 to 80 hours a week. And so when she had two children, she decided, you know what, I need to listen and shift here. I need to do something different. And so she wrestled with, but eventually quit that job so that she could be home more with her children. And so she did that, and then she got a part-time job so that she had something to do besides raise children, because she thought she'd go bonkers without something else. And she was very successful in her part-time job, made very good money, and her family came first, and then the part-time job worked around her family. So it was like ideal. Things were going great. And then she started going to yoga. And so yoga was wonderful physically. She physically felt refreshed. She was stretched, you know, physically stretched and felt great physically while she was doing yoga. But she also was stretched in another way. She felt closer to God in yoga than she did in her, you know, without yoga. And so she started having this dream every once in a while about, I mean, not a daydream, a sleeping dream about opening a yoga center. And so, okay, that she had that dream once and whatever. And then, you know, a while later, she had the dream again. And then she was like, that's weird. I just had that dream a month or so ago. And then she had the dream again. And so then she started telling her friends or her family, like, guess what? I just had this dream again last night about opening a yoga center. Isn't this crazy? And everyone's like, oh, that'd be perfect for you. You should do that. And she's like, yeah, but things are great right now. Why would I do that? You know, I have a part-time job. I'm with my family when I need to be with my family. If you open a business, my life is going to change totally. My hours are going to change totally. Things are fine right now. Well, then she ended up one December being sick the entire month of December, the whole month. She had pneumonia and like bronchitis and like I don't know what, but she was sick. And while being sick, she had to listen. She was forced to listen. Instead of being able to busy herself or go do something else or ignore the dream, she was sick. She had to listen. She was forced to listen. And she prayed about it and prayed about it. And she got better, of course, at the end of December. And within 6 months, she opened her yoga center. So she didn't listen to those nudges. She didn't listen to the exhaustion she may have felt. But when she became ill, she said, oh, right, I really need to listen to what I'm meant to do. God's plan for me rather than what's happening right now or easy. So I'm talking about the difference between what we can do and what we're meant to do. And this is a question that our confirmation students were thinking about this weekend, but it's a question that we need to ask as adults over and over and over again. It's funny because I know that we pray for guidance. God, please be with me. God, please guide me. God, teach me. Show me. We ask all the time. We pray all the time for this. But then do we wait and listen for the answer? Are we doing our shoulds, or are we following God's path? So we just sang this song, Breathe on Me, Breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what you love and do what you would do. Do we really mean that? Have we listened to the nudges, our exhaustion, our crazy, busy, overbooked lives that seem to never get us ahead? Have we listened for the signals that God is calling us to be made anew many times in our lives? So I'm asking, are we doing what we can, or are we doing what we're meant to do? And I'm asking this individually, but then I'm also asking this collectively as a church. Are we doing what we can do, or are we doing what we're meant to do? Are we ready to let the Spirit call us, change us, make us anew? A new creation, as Paul spoke about in our Corinthians reading. We are made a new creation in Christ over and over and over again as we listen for what we're meant to do now, in this time. The gift of temptation is one we are able to choose every day. As we choose the shoulds, what we're expected to do, the easier path, even if it's a good choice, it's not evil, it may make us feel uneasy. We might not feel quite at ease. And we're able to choose this. That's the gift. We get to choose this every day. And so, if we're feeling uneasy or unsettled, we might be choosing the easy path. And when we choose the path that what we're meant to do, the path that God has for us, we feel that peace that only God can give us. The gift of temptation is that we are able to choose what brings us closer to our fuller selves that God has made us to be. The gift of temptation is one we are able to choose to live wholeheartedly, for we are made anew in Christ over and over again. Amen.